اسے مانتی ہے دنیا, اسے ڈھونڈتی ہے منزل,
رہے عشق مصطفیٰ پہ جو چلنا.
Papa, a question is asked that generally there are three or four daughters-in-law in a house and the mother-in-law does not do justice among them. So what is the ruling regarding this?
Whether the daughter-in-law is under her mother-in-law or not, this aspect is not worthy and involves diverse criticism. Because the daughter-in-law is under her husband's command, now morally the mother-in-law should treat everyone well. And this is a natural thing that the daughter-in-law who serves her mother-in-law is admired and the one who is rude is disliked. So this is why all daughters-in-law should keep this aspect in mind. If a mother-in-law who has three or four daughters-in-law is not an old lady, then who will be considered as an old lady? It is obvious that poor lady has become old since she has got her four sons married. Now they should keep good terms with daughters-in-law, daughters and sons. There's only one solution: kindness, kindness and kindness. If they keep yelling, then there will be clashes. None of my sons is against me. Everyone is happy with me as I show affection. None of my daughters-in-law is against me. I have never even seen my daughters-in-law, let alone meeting them in person, or being frank is another thing. But just imagine that I have never met them face to face yet. Even though I have become a maternal and paternal grandfather, I have always kept distance. Even though veil is not wajib between father-in-law and daughter-in-law, but it is better to keep a veil. There is safety in it. Hence, I have chosen the route of safety. Alhamdulillah.
Papa, the problem here is that to correct the other two daughters-in-law, she praises the third one, that she cooks really well. She carries out her chores very well. Her hands are fast. She works fast. Maybe by praising the other daughter-in-law strategically, they think that by hearing these comments, she will become a fast worker or she will work like her. But I think passing these kinds of remarks has its own side effects. So what things should that mother-in-law keep in mind, at least while talking about them, so that the position and standard of that mother-in-law remains constant and graceful in those houses?
This has effect. If there are four or three daughters-in-law, then it might be said regarding one of them that she cooks really well. This means the others two were cut off. And if those two ladies are blessed with the fear of Allah, then they will be patient. Otherwise, they might get jealous and might also go against their mother-in-law. And then the doors of accusations, backbiting, ill-thinking, tale-telling, mischief, and many other types of sins will open. She will be under investigation by them. They know she is the favorite daughter-in-law. As soon as she commits a mistake, they are always there to expose it. Spying on someone to find faults is also a very bad habit. So daughters-in-law and mothers-in-law should listen to these Madani pearls regarding making a wise policy. Now these poor women might also be listening. They do listen and may understand as well. And most probably they may be admitting this as well, that yes, of course, this should be done the same way they are suggested. Okay, when the hurting dialogues are delivered, the way arrow is shot once for not turning back. Similarly, nothing sensible comes in mind. What kind of Madani Guldasta and what kind of Madani Mudakira? I speak the truth. I do not lie. She cooks really well and she overcooks it. She does not even pay attention to amount of salt, that how much to add. Whenever she is asked to bring tea, she presents a hot beverage instead. She puts too much sugar. This daughter-in-law cooks really well. Now these two or three are no longer of any use.
Papa, this happens in offices and workplaces as well. They think by doing this, they will create a scenario of competition. But competition is not created among staff in this way. Instead, hatred takes place among one another, such as the workers and the boss. An environment of grudge and malice is created among the people. This competition is with the competitor. Competition is never created in this way, whether in a house or an organization. There are other methods to create it. But talking about one person in front of another in such a way that he feels a complex, then he thinks he does not have any worthy action which is liked by others. This will create weakness and defect everywhere, whether it be a house or an office. So intense care has to be taken. This kind of house will become a center of peace.
Kufle Madina
laga rahega,
Kufle Madina
laga rahega,
Kufle Madina
laga rahega,
ek chup
so sukh,
ek chup
so sukh,
ek chup
so sukh. پہلے تولو پھر بولو
پہلے تولو
پھر بولو
پہلے
تولو پھر بولو
پہلے
تولو پھر بولو
اسے مانتی ہے دنیا اسے ڈھونڈتی ہے منزل
رہے عشق مصطفیٰ پہ جو غلام